to the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
You know, I guess at some point, this is our first show on RBN, I guess at some point we should get a bumper that says, welcome back to the political cesspool. So all you fine people listening don't think we're starting the show over at the top of every hour. But no, we are moving into our third and final hour of tonight's debut broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. James Edwards here, along with my co-host for tonight, Bill Rowland. Now, we have Peter Stanton on for one more minute, and then we're going to get to our next featured guest, prominent attorney Sam Dixon. But Pete, the reason I brought you on, well, of course, you're always welcome on, my friend, but basically we were talking with Bill and Lois Johnson about all of the activism that was going on up there in Minnesota on Ron Paul's behalf. You weren't up there in Minnesota, but you still managed to make a very big difference. You've attended rallies where you knew the press would be congregated. You were outspoken, and you got on the local news. You got a message out. You got our radio show out, and you got a message for Ron Paul out, a message that wouldn't have been heard if you had done like so many other Americans do and, you know, sit on your backside. That's basically the moral and what I wanted to convey there. Any final thoughts with those? With that being said?
Mrs. Palin, she's coming to town September 18th, so hopefully I can sneak away from work for a couple hours and hold up my sign and let people know all these GOP bots coming in say, hey, there are other options other than just, you know, McCain and Palin.
Yeah, we offend, we are equal opportunity offenders here. We'll offend the Democratic voters and the Republicans because neither are looking after our best interest. But I'll tell you what, everybody listening at home, Pete, thanks for calling in. If you want to know what you can do, I mean, Pete's just a normal guy, working class guy, unlike our enemies. He works for a living. And he has gone out and made a big difference by just being there, standing up, speaking out. You can go to our archives at thepoliticalcesspool.org and hear more about his exploits. Pete, thanks for being on with us. All right, Sam Dixon up next. Sam Dixon is a prominent Atlanta attorney, like Joe McCutchen earlier, a very seasoned and savvy radio veteran himself. He has written quite a few books and essays, a published author, and then some. Sam, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Are you?
I am. I'm here.
Well, welcome to your expanded broadcast.
It's past midnight in your neck of the woods there in Georgia, the state of Georgia, not the whatever, the Republic of Georgia, I guess it's called from overseas, but you're actually calling from the greater Atlanta area, and it's great to have you on tonight. As I told you today, we wanted to put our best foot forward, and we had to call you, we had to call Joe, Mike Grissom, and Reverend Ted Pike. That's about as good as we could do. So good to have you tonight, Sam. We're going to completely change course here. We were talking about the American elections, but perhaps the biggest news story in the world right now is the conflict taking place on the Russia and Georgian border. Sam, we're about to go to another break here in a minute or two, but of course we're actually going to break in 60 seconds. If you could set the table for what you'll be talking about on the other side of the break, that being, well, what's going on over there?
Well, I think we'll be talking about the idea that the Monroe Doctrine is sauce for the goose and sauce for the gander.
And, of course, the rhetorical question begs to be asked. We heard John McCain say it, condemning Russia as now the new greatest threat. Perhaps they're a member of the Axis of Evil. I don't know. Is Russia the big bad bear and American killer that everyone's saying, or is something else afoot over there?
No, I think the United States has no reason to be at odds with Russia.
Well, we will learn much more about that. Just wanted to set the table for a transition in our content and line of thinking. We're going to be talking about the Russian affair. Are they the key to the survival? Are they natural allies of our people? Or are they the new terrorist state? Sam Dixon, an expert on Russia. We'll be on to talk about that right after this break. You're listening to the Political Cesspool of the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wait, there's more Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Just because of that, they say, hey, he's a rebel and he'll never, ever be any good. He's a rebel cause he never, never does what he should. Just because he doesn't do what everybody else does, that's no.
Fact.
Over 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. If you are one of these adults, isn't it time for a change in your health? Need help? Tired of silly products that don't work? Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea. Natural, no caffeine. This tea goes straight to the problem, the colon. Works within hours, not months. Get healthy, lose weight, and here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Want health? Getthetea.com.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. James Edwards here, along with my co-host, Bill Rowland, and Sam Dixon, our third of four guests this evening. And I tell you what, guys, that last commercial break was a little disturbing, because if cell phone radiation causes brain tumors, then I'm a dead man. And all these years, I thought it was the ADL. But, Bill, I want to give you the chance to say hello to Sam, and then let's get back down to business.
Sam, I have one question for you.
All right.
Did you cheer when the tanks rolled into the state of Georgia from Russia, and are you waiting for them still to reach Atlanta?
Well, I did not cheer. I see very little reason to be happy about this war.
As we all do. But listen, all right, Sam, back down to business. Is Russia the bad guy? Is Russia an enemy of the United States?
No, it isn't now. You know, I think it was under Stalin when the liberals, who were actually quite pro-Soviet, people forget, Franklin Roosevelt calling Joe Stalin one of the greatest mass murderers in history, Uncle Joe, and telling Congressman Diaz that his best friends were communists. You know, we forget how chummy much of American liberalism has been with the Soviet Union, which was an expansionist state, to some extent championing an ideology that they intended to impose upon other countries. Now we are championing an ideology that we want to impose all over the world, and that's democracy, a form of government that our own founding fathers did not approve of. And it's really none of our business what governments other people have over them, if they are, have divine right monarchies, or if the Dalai Lama were to be restored to Lhasa and would be the God King of Tibet. Now, that's really something for the Tibetans to sort out, and it's really no business. It's just none of our business.
Sam, you know, Sam, you bring up an excellent point. There, in World War II, the Luciferian communists, the Bolsheviks, they were our allies, we were told, in World War II. And now that Russia has had a nationalistic awakening, something that certainly most America Firsters would resonate with, they are all of a sudden our enemies, and perhaps launching, if you believe John McCain, you know, World War III upon us. You know, death and destruction is imminent unless we go and quell the Russian threat. What do you say to that?
It's just, from the standpoint of the American majority, it's just manic behavior. It's the kind of thing that the people like McCain nationwide need to take their lithium.
It's just the
behavior of manics. You know, what in the world are they talking about? You know, there are limits to our power. Setting aside for one moment the fact that if this is an insane foreign policy that has no benefit for the average person in Memphis or Atlanta or Columbia, South Carolina or Cleveland, Ohio, even if this were a wise or justified idea, the idea of going in and getting involved in the domestic governments all over the world of other countries and meddling all over the world, there are simply limits. There's just so much money in America. There's a defined amount of oil. There's a defined number of soldiers. You know, we cannot sustain. We are this kind of foreign policy.
Common sense tells every American,
we are a bankrupt nation that is sailing into very stormy seas. We cannot afford another war. It cannot be done, no matter how much John McCain and the neocons and the Jewish Zionists that are around him and the others want this kind of thing. The average American knows there are limits, and we are past our limit. We don't have the money. We don't have the soldiers. We are no longer capable of being a meddling power.
Well, and Sam, to break it down and to be a little overly simplistic, you know what the final score is. The Zionists don't like Russia. There's a puppet government in place in Georgia. And so you can pretty much figure out from there where the American government's loyalty is going to lie. Bill, what do you make of this situation, and then what questions do you have for Sam pertaining to this issue?
Well, Sam, I think the whole world knows now that Saakashvili is a puppet of the United States and a puppet of Israel, and that during one of the news conferences after the invasion, he was actually chewing on his necktie, and if that's not symptom of a manic personality, I don't know what symptoms could describe a neurotic any better than here's the leader of a state chewing on his necktie while he's, you know, his image is being broadcast around the world. But do you think then that Russia will do everything possible to put a client government in Georgia now, after having gone through this conflict? Do you see that they have any alternative but to try to overthrow the Saakashvili government, knowing that they're going to have hostiles on their border?
I don't think that they will do anything necessary to do it. I think they certainly would like to influence Georgia, where they had a friendly nation on their border. And who can blame them? I mean, don't we want Canada to be a friendly neighbor to the United States? If Israel and Red China were funding political parties in Canada running on strident, "We hate America, we hate American Americans" platforms, wouldn't Americans resent that? Yeah. Well, wouldn't we want to influence the political situation in Canada, since it's on our doorstep, so that foreign powers on the other side of the globe who are trying to manipulate things and pour money into political candidates' coffers so as to create hostility between the United States and Canada, well, wouldn't we do that? Obviously, every American knows we do that. And since that's so, we have no business in pointing fingers at Russia. Like I said, the sensible foreign policy for Americans, the WASP, dare I say, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, and include Catholics under that as a subset. The core of America, the wise foreign policy for us was enunciated by our first president, and that policy is isolationism, of staying out of foreign troubles. And then there was the corollary of the Monroe Doctrine under President Monroe, that we would not look kindly upon European countries establishing bases on our borders. And what did we do in the 1860s when there was a pro-French king installed in Mexico? Well, the United States government armed in the guerrillas. It armed Benito Juarez to overthrow that government in Mexico because we did not want a pro-French government on our doorstep. We wanted to keep European quarrels far away from the Western Hemisphere. And that's a wise policy for us. And if it's a wise policy for us, Who are we to get indignant, like John McCain, that Russia wants friendly powers on her borders?
Well, Russia
resents our efforts to alienate countries that have joined them. Georgia's not the first. It was flat out open that the Bush administration was funding anti-Russian groups in Ukraine, a country that has historically been part of Russia for most of its existence. That speaks a language that is mutually intelligible to Russians. It's sort of like Irish accented English compared to Scottish accented English. They're mostly Orthodox Christians with some Uniate Catholics in Ukraine. They share a huge border, and there's an enormous Russian minority in Ukraine. Naturally, Russians are concerned about a big country like Ukraine that is closely related to them with a large minority of their own ethnic group. And what in the hell do we have? What is that our business for George Soros and his puppet Bush, and now the McCain continuation of Bush, to go over and to try to fund movements in Ukraine to create a hostile power on Russia's borders? What would we think if Putin were coming over and funding Chavez in Venezuela? Would we say, oh, Venezuela's a gallant democracy. I guess we just have to take it on the chin. I guess we just have to have military bases being built and airfields being built down there because it's a gallant democracy, and you just have to let it go.
When you put it that way, how can anyone argue with it? I mean, that is just good common sense. I want to make mention of something very important. And Sam, anytime you're on, I got to blow a little smoke at you, only because I love you so much. But folks, you'll see why Sam Dixon is one of my favorite guests. Sam was on to talk about this issue with us a couple of weeks ago, in which we had him on for the better part of an hour. Unfortunately, we only have about 3 minutes left tonight with Sam Dixon. But if you want to hear Sam elaborate more on the Russian, the affair on the Russia and Georgia border, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and go to our broadcast archives, and you can listen to it. Sam, 60 seconds left. That's all we've got. Final thoughts. Is this World War III, or how do you perceive this to play out over the near future? And you've got 45 seconds.
I hope it'll just die out. As I said, only a madman thinks the United States, with our soldiers stretched thin in Afghanistan and Iraq, and running hundreds of billions of dollar deficits and deindustrializing with no jobs for our people, no health care for Americans, unlike most other industrial nations in the world, advanced nations in the world. You can just go through all the things that we don't have. Bridges falling apart, infrastructure not attended to, all the stuff. How could any sane person, anybody but a manic like John McCain, imagine that we can now undertake some kind of semi-armed conflict or hugely expensive confrontation with Russia? We can't do it. We have to live at peace with our neighbors and let them choose their own destiny.
The Political Cesspool returns right after this. Thank you very much, Sam. You're a great
guest.
We'll talk to you again.
Congratulations.
Soon.
Take care.
Don't go away. You can continue getting your kicks when the Political Cesspool continues right after this.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. USA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com. Now let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys. So today,
welcome back to the show, everyone. It's a disservice to a mind like Sam Dixon to only have him on for 13 minutes. The guy has a razor-sharp intellect. He cuts to the bone with his words. One hell of a wordsmith. Don't sell yourself short, ladies and gentlemen. Go to our website and listen to some of his interviews in more detail. One of my all-time favorites, and we were fortunate to have him on for a few minutes tonight to talk about Russia. But we're moving on now. Still one more guest to get to before we run out of time, Reverend Ted Pike, someone who has made multiple appearances right here on this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to set up the stage for Ted Pike by reading a story that I talked about on my blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's entitled No Crosses for Murdered Cops. Here's the story. As I mentioned the other day, I was writing about the ADL fighting in court to put a stop to Oregon, the state of Oregon, honoring cops killed in line of duty by erecting a cross where they died. That's a violation of the Constitution, according to the ADL. So you can imagine my surprise when I read a certain story in a Jewish newspaper the other day. It's about a kosher dairy in the small town of Ogdenburg, New York. This dairy supplies cheese for the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. It employs rabbis as full-time inspectors to ensure the cheese is produced according to strict Jewish law at every step in the process. And now it's owned by the city of Ogdensburg. That's right. A kosher dairy, an explicitly religious enterprise, is owned by a municipality. It seems that the dairy was going bankrupt, just to give you some background information, owing tens of billions of dollars to its creditors and was running out of time. The banks were preparing to foreclose on the money and the losing operation. They were going to sell the equipment. But the city manager stepped in to protect the dairy, seizing the plant for back taxes, but allowing the religious business to continue. And for some strange reason, Bill, I haven't read a word of protest about this coming from the likes of the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center. It seems as though these people are in favor of separation of church and state, perhaps not the separation of synagogue and state. Your thoughts?
If my business was being seized for back taxes, that business and all of its assets and all of its equipment would have been put up for auction the next day. If your house was seized for back taxes, the property would be put up for auction, would be scheduled for auction immediately. And yet here's a case where the city is saying, well, we're going to let this dairy continue to operate so they can pay us back. But that's not the typical practice, and I'll guarantee you that's never happened in that city before, where any property was seized for back taxes and then allowed just to continue on business as usual. Now, here's the thing. You know, if an Amish business goes into receivership or an Amish business is facing bankruptcy, do you think any state's going to step in and say, well, we'll just let the Amish continue to do business and we'll take over their assets, but we'll let them keep going? No. But here's the other thing. In every public school in the United States, school children are being forced into religious practice without their knowledge. Now, as you know, prayer in public school has been outlawed for years, since the early 1960s, when Madeline Murray O'Hare took her case to the Supreme Court. You know, no prayer in public school, no religious expression whatever in public school, and yet every public school student in this country is being forced into religious practice. And that is because every bite they eat that is served in the public school cafeterias, some portion of that food is going to be kosher. And the schools pay that kosher tax on the food, even if they buy it from a corporation. So this idea of church and state being separated is very selective. And the problem is that Christians don't have a place at the table. So, you know, here's a case where a municipality steps in to protect a specifically religious institution. And if that's the case, we need crosses for these poor, dead patrolmen who died on duty. And, you know, nobody, the state isn't paying to put those crosses up. The grieving families are paying to put those crosses up.
You're right. And the ADL has gone to war against this, as they have gone to war for just about anything that represents traditional America, traditional Christianity. And, you know, I wanted to bring this up just to serve as a segue or a transition from some of the other things we've been talking about tonight. When Reverend Ted Pike comes on in just a couple of moments, he's going to be talking about what's going on in the world of hate crimes laws, how we should combat this radical Zionism, what we can do to protect and preserve our own way of life here in America. But, Bill, it's just an abomination. And, you know, certainly I have a sore spot. Anytime you mention the ADL, you know, they've attacked us for years on this program. We are public enemy number one on the radio. They've called us the nexus of radio hate to them, because we stand for paleoconservatism, because we stand for America, we stand for the Old South, we stand for the tenets and the foundational philosophies that built this nation, we stand for Christianity. They hate us, and make no mistake about it, they hate you, ladies and gentlemen. And we're standing up to fight for you, to fight for our way of life. We would appreciate your support, and so would our guests, fine people like Reverend Ted Pike. But just go check out the story if you want to read it. The Great Hypocrisy. Their hypocrisy knows no bounds. The double standard, it's a heads we win, tails we lose proposition. You can read more about it on my blog, this story, No Crosses for Murdered Cops. We got to go to break. We're about 10 seconds away from break. Reverend Ted Pike joins us. Talk about this more as the political cesspool concludes.
What time is it? Louie Louie time!
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Yeah, Louie Louie. Oh no, we gotta go. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Louie Louie. Oh no, we gotta go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
To help you face the world each day, that road goes nowhere.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the final half hour of tonight's debut edition of the Political Cesspool here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, James Edwards. What fun it's been tonight. I am looking forward to doing this for a long, long time on RBN. We hope you're enjoying the show as much as we are enjoying bringing it to you. Co-hosting with me tonight, Bill Rowland, and our final guest of the evening is now with us, joining us all the way over from Oregon, Reverend Ted Pike, the Executive Director of the National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org. And I tell you, Ted has been a regular guest of this program for the last 4 years, probably logging more appearances than any two guests combined. And we're very thankful to have him diligently serving our folks on the front line, serving as the single biggest thorn in the side of the radical Zionist lobby. Reverend Pike, what a pleasure it is to have you on this, our opening show on RBN. Good to have you back.
Well, thank you, James. It's a privilege.
Well, the pleasure is all ours, and I sincerely mean that. Well, Reverend Pike, let me just first ask you this, because I know there's a specific issue you want to address with our audience tonight. We only have about 18 minutes to do it, but I want to ask you, what's going on? What's the latest progress with the proposed hate crimes legislation? We've had a number of victories over that Orwellian thought policing over the last few years, but they only have to win once. How do we stand these days?
Well, the Democrats are wanting to put on a family values face as they're in the closing hours of this election, and they don't want to upset things by coming out in favor of hate crimes legislation at this time. So I think that the victories we sustained last year in defeating something like 5 or 6 major pieces of Orwellian legislation, those victories have stood. This Congress has been serious. I mean, the Democrats have been seriously damaged in this Congress by the activism, very largely of listeners to alternative talk radio. On the other hand, about 4 months from now, you're going to be hearing a lot of me, because probably whoever gets into the White House, there's going to be a new raft of these Antichrist Orwellian bills trying to take away our free speech, and I'll have to get really in high gear alerting to the nation once again.
Well, Ted, you've been doing it. I only wish everyone had your vigor to do the things that you've done so steadfastly. I have never, and I'm telling you, we've worked with a lot of people on this program, a lot of great activists, but I don't know if I've ever met with anyone. And you must not sleep. You are constantly nipping at the heels of these evil people and standing as a vanguard in defense of our cultural heritage, our Christian heritage, for a bunch of people who really couldn't care less what happens to them. I applaud you, sir, for that. So you're right. Not much is going to happen on the hate crimes front until the next election, but to be sure, both of these candidates support it. Both of them will be pushing for it come spring of next year, I would imagine. So we
have to be absolutely
vigilant in opposition to it. How do we go about doing that? And also, Ted, what are some of the wrong ways to go about doing that?
Well, as we probably have made it pretty clear to our listeners now, we are in the middle of quite an enormous movement of awakening concerning the threat of Jewish supremacism in the world today, and that is largely being made possible through the free speech that is provided by the Internet, by talk radio, and even by word of mouth, and so on. As people are waking up that there is a Jewish cabal of Jewish supremacists in the highest echelons of government and so on in society that is really very quite determined to not only inveigle us in wars in the Middle East in defense of Israel, to make the Middle East safe for Israel, but also here at home, these Jewish supremacists are working tirelessly to suppress Christian values, Christian symbols, Christian expressions in public, and so on. But we have a position of advantage on the Internet. We're allowed still to speak freely our minds without a fear of going to prison as hate criminals, as is the case in Canada. But if I were Abe Foxman, the head of the ADL, let me tell you what my fondest dream would be. It would be that somehow this movement would sabotage itself. And how would they do that? Well, the way I would suggest them to suggest for us to sabotage this movement would to become aligned, publicly aligned in solidarity with Islam, with all of the baggage and negative stereotypes of Islam. For our movement to unite together in solidarity with Islam could really destroy our movement. It would give the ADL the opportunity, you see, to unite us in the public's mind with the terrorist excesses, the fanaticism, and so on that is so much associated with Islamic Islamofascism, if you will. Now, what's disturbing to me is that back in the middle of August, 5 respected members of our movement, of the anti-Zionist right, actually came very close to beginning such a sabotage of our movement. They attended an Islamic conference. It was called the International Islamic Conference in Baltimore, Maryland. And these 5 leaders didn't really know who was going to be on the roster there as speakers, as far as Islamic figures and clerics and so on. But they went back there in an attempt to promote the idea of solidarity with Islam. Now, you see, of course, there's 1.3 billion Muslims in the world, and they're all very much against Zionism as we are. And there's a temptation there to think that by cementing our movement together with Islam, we could vastly increase the power and effectiveness. But exactly the opposite is the true, because Islam contains so much, as I say, so much baggage, so many negative stereotypes of 9/11 and terrorist bombings and repression of women and suicide bombers in Israel, on and on and on, that joining together with them, I believe, would be a disaster for our movement. And this is basically what happened. Very quickly after this August meeting, ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, launched a savage and a very effective attack on these five members of our movement, claiming now that this proves that basically our movement, our anti-Zionist movement, is one with Islamic terrorism in purpose and in spirit.
Bill, any comments or questions for Reverend Ted Pike? We have a couple of callers laying in wait for him. We want to get to them as quickly as possible.
Reverend Pike is right, absolutely right about that, that it is a fatal mistake to align Christianity with Islam in any form. Christ is sufficient, and you know, as long as we're telling the truth and as long as we are approaching the ADL as an antichrist organization, and as we have said before on the show, the only name that the ADL hates worse than Adolf Hitler is Jesus Christ. And
yes,
that is what we need to focus on, is ourselves as Christians working against an antichrist movement.
You know, Bill, you obviously pinned that line, the only name they hate worse than Hitler is Christ, in response to one of their more recent attacks on us.
Well, you know, they're not trying to get the name Adolf Hitler out of the school books. They're trying to get the name Jesus Christ out of the schools.
Yes.
You know, that's what we need to focus on, is that we're a Christian nation, and anything that it tries to subvert or overthrow our Christian character should is our enemy.
And you know, obviously it goes without saying, ladies and gentlemen, that a man with the vast experience and resources as Ted Pike, you just can't, you know, to have him on for a short segment like we have now is just to break the tip of the iceberg. I want to wholeheartedly encourage you to read more from him at truthtellers.org. And we still have a few minutes with Reverend Pike, but I wanted to be sure to get that out there in case we forget to plug it later. Truthtellers.org, that's the internet headquarters for Reverend Ted Pike and his National Prayer Network. A more ardent opposition to radical Zionism cannot be found, but they need your support and deserve it. We have Art on the line from Pennsylvania, I believe. Art, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. As in the past, I've talked with Ted Pike. Here's the 2 points. I've protested against the ADL on a No Place for Hate program that they're putting through our schools. They told me I was put on their watch list. I called the FBI up. Listen to this. The FBI said to me directly, most people do not realize the ADL is organized crime. They are directly part of the Chicago outfit, the Brofman crime family. All right? The DA that prosecuted the Christians in Philadelphia, Lynn Abraham, is up for election in November. And she has no integrity to be a district attorney, being an executive director of the Anti-Defamation League. The last person we need in our community running as a district attorney for a major city is an executive director of an organization tied in to organized crime.
Art, thank you very much for the comments. Reverend Pike, a response?
Yes, I believe I've gotten an email from you, Art, to that effect, and I appreciate that very much. Yes, the ADL and Lynn Abraham were absolutely behind the arrest of the Philadelphia 11 back in 2004. They're implacably opposed to everything Christian, everything that has to do with our way of life, our aspirations, our heritage, and so on. And this is another reminder that we have to guard this precious movement which we have going here, which is only continuing by the miraculous grace of God, by solid documentation, by moderation, and so on. We must not launch out in some kind of half-cocked bravado now and get involved with the Muslims and draw fire from the ADL, because you see, one of the reasons the ADL has held off in attacking me and in attacking others in our movement is because we haven't fulfilled the racialist stereotype, we haven't been violent, we haven't gone to these excesses, and I hope I've been some influence on the movement in keeping that kind of moderation. But when we go off and we align ourselves in photo op opportunities for the ADL to come and see us posing and sitting at the feet of Muslim clerics, and maybe we'd have no idea who's going to be speaking, like at this conference. This is absolutely reckless, you see, and it's proven by the fruits of that conference. The ADL came down and executed a masterly attack on these five leaders. They really hung them out to dry. And fortunately, this attack only went, I believe, to the ADL's vast liberal constituency. But in fact, they could have sent it literally to thousands of news outlets around the world and began in a major attack on our movement. I've seen these movements, Christian conservative movements, rise and fall again and again since the early 50s. And we simply cannot take chances now on losing our precious movement now because a few of these leaders will go off and give the ADL the ammunition they need.
Reverend Pike, not to interrupt, but we have another caller on the line, one of your friends and mine, Mark Glenn, who is a radio host right here on RBN of the Liberty Hour program. He has certainly played a big role in getting this program on this network. Mr. Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, fellas?
Hello, Mark.
Very good to hear from you tonight.
Congratulations, James, on your show. I apologize that Phil and I did not bring it up on this morning show. I hate to even admit it. It completely slipped our minds.
Well, don't worry about it. We're here because of you, and I think you've done your service for our small show, that's for sure. What can we do for you tonight, buddy? And do you have a comment
since I'm at least partially a part of the topic here, I'd like to clear up a few things. First of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows that I have nothing but respect and admiration and affection for Ted, as I have indicated to him, despite the fact that I disagree with him on this position. Keep that in mind as these things keep swirling around. However, there is something that we have to keep in mind. Now, I heard a comment that your co-host made a few minutes ago, James, that this is a Christian nation. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, we have to deal with brass tacks, as they say, and this is not a Christian nation anymore. Now, we murder somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 of our unborn children a day in this country. The country is overrun with pornography and all of these other things that have completely destroyed our quote-unquote Christian culture, okay? Now, my reason for bringing this up is not necessarily to engage in a big lamentation about the fall of our country, but rather the fact that we have to deal with things on the ground, the reality as it is. Now, having said this, those who are sounding the alarm over the growing Islamic, I don't know what you want to call it, influence or whatever over this country, if you can even call it that. I mean, look, these people are scared to death. They're hiding in their homes. They're not out doing anything. So for anybody these days to be getting worried and getting their underwear in a knot over the growing number of Muslims in this country, or the growing Islamic influence in this country, I'm sorry, it's just not well-founded, okay? When we look at the things that have destroyed our Christian culture, you don't see these Muslims standing behind all of the big networks. You don't see Muslims standing behind the gay movement, the abortion movement, or any of these things. Now, as much as I respect and admire Ted Pike, the fact of the matter is, in the conversations that I have had with him on this issue of Islam and what it teaches about, supposedly teaches about Christians or whatnot, the fact of the matter is that he is lacking in the facts, okay?
I'd like to turn it back over to Ted for a response. We only have a few minutes left, and certainly I want to afford him that opportunity. You make very, credible points.
James, do you mind if I step in and say one thing? I agree. That this nation has fallen into apostasy. I agree with that 100%. However, if this belief about Islam is also false, because you only have to look at what's happened in Britain and in France and in other European countries where the Islamic population has grown, they've grown in militancy, and they pose a tremendous threat to the civilizations in these countries.
This is not a
benign threat or a benign problem in the United States if it continues to grow. Look at what's happening in England. Look at what happened in France. Look at the murders that have taken place in Denmark and in the Netherlands over the criticism of Islam, over the publication of cartoons.
Hey, that being said, Bill, Ted Pike, we've got 60 seconds left. Final thoughts.
Yes, I'd like everybody to come to my website. They can come right now to truthtellers.org. at truthtellers.org, I've just put up a recent article in which I do document from the Quran a great deal of holy war, jihad, basically activism against Christianity, which goes all the way back to the militant beginnings of Islam in the 7th century A.D. And I just like to know, Mark, whether you were aware that there were...
Hey, guys, Ted, we got 10 seconds left. Just stay on the line. We'll conclude this on the flip side. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show?
Or did you do the backseat boogie?
And did you boogie there because you had nowhere else that you could go?
All got the witness locked up, did you?
Don't go away. The political cesspool guys will do more than just fog up your windows when they return right after these messages.
Baby in the back row.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There we go.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life Change Fat Burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
Let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the very final segment of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program, our final thoughts. One thing that needs to be remembered, everyone, is that you're talking to two great patriots here when you're talking with the likes of Mark Glenn and Ted Pike. I respect these guys as much as anyone can respect another man. And we're both on the right side of this issue, even if the tactics employed, participation in such conferences, so on and so forth, might differ. The key to remember is that we're both on the same page, we're on the same team, we share the same enemies. We can't allow small disagreements in terms of strategy
to divide us because our movement is so easily fractionalized. And I know Mark Glenn and Ted Pike agree with that, but we just don't have time to explore the question any further. Ted, we got to wrap up the show, but we cut you off right as we were going to our last break. By all means, quickly pull out of your website one more time.
Yes, people can come to my website, www.truthtellers.org. I've just put up an article here tonight. It's called Alliance with Islam Means Disaster. And I lay out my case that under no circumstances can we declare a solidarity alliance with Islam because of the tremendous negative stereotypes and baggage that go along with Islam. And I also include at the end of this article about 8 or 10 passages from the Quran which proclaim holy war against infidels and slaughtering infidels and all that kind of thing. This is right out of the Quran. Come to Truth Tellers, look at these passages from the Quran for yourself, and you'll realize this is not a safe bet to become aligned with these people.
And Ted, thanks so much for being with us again tonight. We look forward to our next interview with you as always.
Thank you, James.
Reverend Ted Pike, everybody, great man. And by the way, speaking of Mark Glenn, I would like to wholeheartedly plug his show, The Liberty Hour, with our good friend Phil Turney, hosted right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network every Saturday morning. Of course, you'll be able to hear the Political Festival every Saturday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Bill, we're about at the end of our first program. Was it everything you hoped for? And I think with the guests we had tonight, we covered a wide array of issues, a pretty good crash course in what this show's all about. Wouldn't you say?
I think the show went pretty well, considering, you know, that this is the first time we've been on the big track, so to speak. And the guests were absolutely outstanding, and everybody that called in, I don't even know why I'm here, to be honest. The show was so good, I feel like I'm part of the audience.
No, Bill, you're certainly much more than that, and if it hasn't been for your help all these years, we would have never lasted long enough on the airwaves to get to RBN. I appreciate you, my friend and comrade, for all of the things you've done for this program. Certainly our co-hosts, Winston Smith, Eddie Miller, and the rest of our staff, Peter Stanton, Gaurav Ahuja, who is responsible for booking so many of the great guests that we've enjoyed over the past 4 years. Some of these guests for
and who we rarely get to voice our appreciation for his work as well.
And he does a great job. Peter Brimelow, Jared Taylor, Kevin McDonald, Dr. McDonald, Chuck Baldwin, all forthcoming this month, along with other guests. Art Frith, thanks to him for all the great engineering and production work he does, the rest of our production staff, and, of course, to RBN. Folks, we'll be here every Saturday night. Don't forget to tune in to us. And over the next week, you don't have to wait till next Saturday to hear us. Go to our website, www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. Thepoliticalcesspool.org. Sign up for our mailing list. Go through some of those great archives. Listen to us interview Pat Buchanan and many other conservative luminaries. Sign up, again, for the email list. Go to our photo gallery. Watch some of the interviews we've done on CNN. Sign up for our forum. So much you can do at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But we love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week live. If we don't see you on the Internet before then, be sure to give us an email if you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. And, Bill, we got 30 seconds. I'll let you run out the tape.
Well, all I can say is we welcome all of, once again, we welcome all of our new guests, our new listeners. And I'm going to plug the Council of Conservative Citizens one more time. Visit us at www.cofcc.org to learn more about our wonderful organization.
All and, out of time, Bill. We got 5 seconds. CSCC.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Good night, everybody. No retreat.